Medical Center.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
We continue our pregame report, and we talk with Scott Fry, head coach, T Area Titans. The Titans come in with a record of 1-1 on the season, open up with a road loss at Spearfish, came home and defeated Aberdeen Central last week. And coach, it looks to me like kind of a contrast in the two games, kind of got involved in a shootout on a cross-state trip to open the season. But boy, boys bounced back nicely after that loss in Spearfish to look to me like pretty much controlled Aberdeen and winning there.
Yeah, week one, it's always tough traveling on the road. Across the state for your first trip. I mean, we didn't come out like we really wanted to play. I think we were a little flat. We probably took them a little for granted because of how we played them the year before. They did have a quarterback move in from Minnesota that throws the ball real well. And their speed was a little faster than what we expected. So kind of caught us a little off guard, and I don't think we were ready for it, coaches included. So came back second week of practice. As I said, our season starts that Monday. Got back to basics in practice, started doing some things, kind of holding the players accountable, and we came out Friday and Saturday and played real well.
Yeah, it sounds like to me you kind of sent a message to the kids there after Spearfish, and they responded very well.
Yeah. We kind of challenged them a little bit that you can't take anybody for granted in this league, no matter what your record is, no matter what their record is, no matter what the year before it. First, you know, that's We want to go 1-0 every week, and that's where our goal needs to be, and it's kind of been refocused since then, so let's hope it continues.
Talking about your personnel, I know your quarterback is back. Sounds like you have a few linemen, and offensively, well, there were some gaps to fill. It sounds like you had a lot of gaps to fill on the defensive side of the ball.
We've got three returning starters on the line, so that's actually one of our stronger points. Our quarterback's back, but everybody else is new. Wideouts are new. I mean, we've got one guy that played running back last, so we moved to wideout. But otherwise, pretty much everybody else is new. Defensively, we've got one linebacker and one DB start, and everybody else is new. So that's part of it, too, is just first game out, knowing what they can and can't do, knowing what we want them to do, you know, and just being ready to play Titan football, I guess. And they weren't ready for week one, and week two we were.
Now you come into Huron. You're now officially a member of the ESD, by the way. You should mention that as well. I guess we'll just start with that. You're a member of the ESD. You know, you've been in AA for a couple of years now in football, but all your other sports now moving to AA. And it just shows not that it's nobody knew, but the T school district is growing.
Yes, we are. Sioux Falls is kind of landlocked right now, and we're getting that way, but you drive around town and there's a bunch of little kids, so it's not going to slow down for a while.
Well, you come into Huron. Huron had some heavy losses, especially along the line. So, but they also showed a pretty marked improvement from game one at Yankton to game two last week at Pierre.
Yeah, Drew, Coach Tran does a great job with those guys. He's going to get the most out of them. They're going to play hard. Against Yankton, of course, it sounds like they're missing a couple guys. They got a couple of them back against Pierre. Came out first half against Pierre and really played Pierre tough, played Pierre well. They're not going to quit. They're going to come out and give the best shot. And just like we were talking earlier, if we take anybody for granted, not going to turn out the way we want to. I'm not saying we're going to, I mean, it's going to be a tough game here. I'm going to come out and play hard, and we got to do what we need to do.
And wrap it up with this. Basically, I liked your comment there. We're just looking to go 1-0 each week. And Spearfish is in the books. Aberdeen is the books. They're done and gone. And the focus is on Huron.
Yeah, that's correct. couple of years ago, as I remember, I was asked by a bunch of press guys, what do you think about Pierre? I said, we don't play them until week seven. Ask me then. Every week they ask me about the Pierre game, and I said, I won't talk about that until that week because I'm worried about the next week's opponent. In Double A, you have to be that way. You can't look forward or look back. You've got to concentrate on what the week ahead is, and that's it.
Scott Fry, head coach, T Area Titans, as they prepare for the home opener here at Tiger Stadium with our Huron Tigers. We'll talk to Tiger coach Drew Strand coming up next. Huron Community Campus timeout on Dakota Sports on Tiger.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Brian Shanks is today's Huron Tiger moment. Shanks was a 1973 graduate of Huron High School. The seven-footer led the Tigers to the 1973 Class A championship over Yankton, who was led by 6'11", Chad Nelson. Shanks was named a top 20 basketball prospect in the nation by the Sporting News and played college ball at South Dakota State and Northern. He was inducted into the Huron High School Hall of Fame in 2007.
The Tiger Coach Interview is brought to you by The Scoreboard, downtown Huron. Enjoy fantastic burgers and basket meals, plus their many big screen TVs. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
We continue our pregame report getting set for the Huron Tiger football opener at Tiger Stadium, hosting the T-Area Titans. Drew Strand, head coach of the Tigers, joins us here. The Tiger Coach is brought to you by The Scoreboard on 3rd Street, downtown Huron. The construction there, but plenty of parking. Stop by The Scoreboard in Huron. Huron comes in at 0-2, a loss out at Pierre last Friday, but Coach thought we did see some steps of progress from Yankton to Pierre, especially that first half against the Governors.
Yep, I mean, our guys showed a lot of improvement, a lot of fight in that first half, you know, so now this week we just got to kind of go into it and, you know, string that together and make a full game out of it, and it was a good learning lesson for our younger guys to be able to watch that first half and kind of just critique their mistakes in that first half and just kind of move forward from it now and look forward to this week with T.
Now, you know, you mentioned the young guys, and you said, you know, going back to Yankton now here, they're staying engaged. They're talking about on the bus ride home what they saw, what they did, and, you know, and that's how you learn.
Yep, I mean, this has got to be one of my best guys to be around. You know, it's always football, no matter what they're doing. They're always talking about it, trying to get better. And, you know, it's been a while since we've had a group like that. So, you know, hats off to these kids for continuing to want to get better, and that's all we asked. You know, we were kind of worried coming into this season about how we were going to react after these first 2 weeks of going up against Yankton and Pierre, but our guys have overcome that adversity and they've actually stepped up, you know, to kind of accept the fight. And, you know, these kids want to do better and they want to be better. So, you know, hopefully this week we can see that change here at the with the home crowd.
You know, and we got a little healthier too. Got a couple guys in that didn't play against Yankton. We kind of saw that in the run game. Got about 50 some yards out of Landon Holtz, and those are the type of things we're looking for.
Yep, he's definitely going to be an anchor in our backfield here, moving forward until Thackeray gets healthy. But having him back there just adds a different dynamic, and then just coaching up Anderson Porsche on the outside adds another height guy. So, you know, they just can't take Blake out of the game. They kind of have to watch both of them now, and we can add some height and sprinkle in Logan Leindecker and those other athletes around them too to kind of help them guys get open.
You know, defensively, I thought we made some plays. You know, a couple of those touchdown passes Pierre threw, I don't think we could have had the guy covered much better. Give their quarterback credit. He dropped it in a bucket, and the kid got it.
Yep. I mean, our defense, I thought, played phenomenal coming out against the number one team in the state, and they did really well. You know, that first half, they did phenomenal. And then, yeah, I mean, besides those couple of passes, you can tell that Pierre does their work in the offseason. They throw to each other a lot because I don't know if there's a lot of guys that make those catches with those contested guys that we had out there, but, you know, they put them in the right spot, and it showed that they work hard, and hopefully our guys kind of see that and kind of repeat what they do.
Now, T-Area comes in. You know, they had some makeover to do, too, as well. They had a really strong senior class last year, so they came in a little experienced. They got themselves caught in a cross-state shootout out in Spearfish, lost there to open the season, but boy, did they come back and punch Aberdeen in the mouth last week.
Yep. I mean, Double-A kind of got shooken up last week with all the games that went, you know, ways that we didn't think we were going to go. So, you know, it kind of evened everybody out, you know, with a lot of 1-1 teams and 0-2 teams. So, you know, we're just trying to go find our first win and just continue to get our guys better. And hopefully we can do that tonight and maybe walk away with a win and just be in the situation, you know, by the end of the game to give us a chance.
What do you expect to see out of T? I know when we played him here, this will be the fourth time now, I've always thought of him as a little conservative. I know the loss to Spearfish, they had two running backs go over 100 yards. So run first, pass second. They do have their quarterback back.
Yeah, I mean, definitely a little more old school style football where you see that power O stuff. So they're going to come in and smash us. Hopefully we got the guys in the right spot to overcome those situations. And our linebackers are going to have to come up and fill gaps. And even our safeties that time are going to have to scream upfield. So hopefully we got a plan. And our guys are kind of locked in, ready to go tonight for that. And just hopefully we can stop the run and make them throw the ball.
And finally, wrap it up with this. Just need to gain a little more confidence. And, you know, with a young team, inexperienced team, that's what we need. You need the seniors to kind of show these guys the way as well. But, you know, we saw good improvement from game one to two. Can we do the same thing game two to three?
Yep. I mean, that's our progress, is keep getting better each week and each play, each game, you know. And so hopefully we can go out here tonight and just kind of roll with it. And hopefully our kids can show that they can overcome that adversity and don't let our heads go down in any situations tonight. And hopefully we can be in the situation by the end of the game to, you know, hopefully have a chance to take the game over or be in the opportunity, you know, to kind of be ahead.
Drew Strand, head coach here on Tiger Football. Again, the Tiger coach is brought to you by the Scoreboard on 3rd Street downtown Huron. Lineups, anthem, opening kickoff are on the way. Here on Community Campus Timeout on Dakota Sports on Tiger.
Jeremy and Marlene and the entire crew of the Scoreboard invite you to come in for lunch or dinner. Stop in at the Scoreboard located at 56 3rd Street Southeast in Huron. Featuring a full menu, and check out their website at scoreboardhuron.com. Whether it's college football or the NFL, you can watch all the exciting action on one of their many big screen TVs. Scoreboard also has a sideline baker room for your next event. Call 352-7580. Have a good time with old friends at the Scoreboard Bar and Grill. Now, go get them, Tigers.
The Huron Tigers Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Godfather's Pizza of Huron offers dine-in, carry-out, or fast delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carry-out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza. Give them a call, 352-6925.
Look at all the pictures of the resort you'd stay in every year. All you need to do is pay reasonable maintenance fees once a year. With any contract that you're signing, read and understand everything. What happens if you cancel? Can you get out of this contract? If you feel pushed into signing the contract, you need to stop and take a step back. If you have questions, contact the South Dakota Office of Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 800-300-1986.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Cole McNeil, 4, quarterback.
Zachary Hansen, number 9, running back.
Colby Holfer, number 22, fullback, linebacker, punter.
Jonathan Peterson, number 30, running back, linebacker.
Marcus Anderson, number 57, O-line and D-line.
Dominic Pura, number 62, O-line, D-line.
Logan Leindecker, number 81, wide receiver and cornerback.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening. We're back here at Tiger Stadium and just about ready to get the anthem going here and then lineups and flip, and we'll get this game kicked off right about at 7 o'clock. So, Corky, you know, we made some good steps there, but can we keep improving? Because obviously the learning curve is going to be a little steeper each time because we made good strides last week. How much more can we go upward this week?
Well, we have to keep going forward and up. That's because we have to just be able to do that. And these kids are hungry. That's the big thing about the younger kids down there. They want to learn. They want to get better. And I think we're going to see some great improvement out of them again tonight.
And we do have a pretty decent night for football here. It has cooled down nicely. Clouds started to move in around 4 o'clock or so. And so it's cooled down nicely here. We still have plenty of wind, and the wind pretty strong out of the south or southeast. So we'll be dealing with that here, at least through the early part of the ball game.
Looks like we're getting set for the anthem. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes and return with lineups and more 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
He changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porsche a call today. See the best.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Rocking Z Acres of Blessington provides USDA-certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production. Balancing biology with fertility, they offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Z Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Hey, welcome back to Tiger Stadium. I'm Jeff Duffy along with Dave Corcoran getting set for Huron T area, home opener for the Huron Tiger football team. Here's the offensive starters for both teams for T area. Scott Fry, their head coach. Wide receivers are Wiley Schwanda and Marshall Smythe. Along the line, tackles are Chase DeBoer and Cole Peterson. The guards are Charlie Leslie and Jacob Youngyud, and center is Kingston Nyberg. Running backs are Sam Wertle and Cole McKinney. The fullback is Carter Brown. Quarterback is Brenner Conrad. For the Huron Tigers, here's the way they will start. And, of course, now I put that in the wrong spot. Starters for the Huron Tigers. At quarterback will be Colton McNeil. Running back will be Bubba Peterson. The H-back, as it were, is Colby Hofer. Wide receivers are Blake Elwine and Logan Leyendecker, along with Riley Winiger. And then along the line, starting for the Huron Tigers at center is Charlie Martin. Nolan Staley starts at a guard, along with Elliot Hartman, and along the line tackles include Jackson Greenfield and Reagan Dirksen. Drew Strand is the head coach of the Huron Tigers. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. I know there were a few games, or I believe there were a few games that did start at 6 o'clock tonight. Talking to some of the T area people, and they said they have more games that start at 6 o'clock this year than start at 7 o'clock, and that's something I would enjoy. It's like everybody's starting at 7 o'clock in AA. In AAA, Harrisburg leads Rapid City Central late first half, 28-0. Midway through the second quarter, Brandon Valley 12, O'Gorman 0. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Calling our game here today, Joe Fredrickson, Jeff Morehouse, Mike Lockram, James Benning, and Travis Van Efferhagen. They are the law on the field, and they are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. It helps to have help up here. Just got a note here. Chase DeBoer is wearing number 51 instead of 60 for Thierry. It's good to know that ahead of time. So thanks over there. Thanks to Pete over there for giving me the information. So we just get the flip here and we'll get this game underway. Again, we got a breeze out of the south-southeast, and of course our field runs north and south, so you'll have the wind to your back or into the wind. Yorkie, I'd imagine if Thierry gets their game going, they would just soon run it anyway as the loss to Spearfish. I didn't see the stats for Aberdeen last week, but the loss to Spearfish, they had two guys rush for over 100 yards.
Well, it sounds like that's the game that they like to play. You know, the old kind of old style, you know, I'm going to just run it down and smash you in the mouth with it and go from there. And if they can get a lead and they can keep doing that, that plays into their hand. And we just got to make sure that we can stop them in the front and maybe take them out of that run game and make them throw it once in a while to keep them honest.
Thierry, all in white. Then they have the navy blue numbers and letters, a little gold trim around the numbers. And Huron wearing the orange tonight. Like it when the Tigers wear the orange jerseys with white numbers and a little white and black trim. And then the black pants with a little orange and white trim. And Huron introduced these uniforms, I believe, 3 or 4 years ago, and kind of based on Oklahoma State. So game three of the season getting set for both teams. Next week is homecoming for Huron as they welcome in the Sturgis Scoopers. It'll be the second straight year Huron and Sturgis have played on the Huron homecoming, and we'll have details on some of the activities going on for homecoming here coming up on halftime. T has won the toss, and they have deferred to the second half, so presumably Huron will get the ball, and Huron looks like they're going to take the wind to start the game. So we're ready to go, and again, Coach, as we've kind of harped on, can we make the necessary improvements here from game two to three? Hardly any experience on the line to begin the season. We've had to ask a few kids to grow up in a hurry.
Well, and that's when you have this, we have reduced numbers like we got. You graduate some great kids, they got to fill in. This is their time to shine, and they're willing to do it. So they're out here, they're going to learn, and I think they're going to step up tonight and show us that we're taking the next step this week, and we're going to be a little better than we were last week, and we're going to hope for greater results.
So T will be kicking off left to right on the radio dial, and we do have the video stream up and running. It was a little dicey there because it was giving me some different things than what I was used to. But we do that up and running. Again, that's on YouTube, and just search here on SD Radio Sports, and you can find our video stream here of the Tigers and the Titans tonight as well. So here we go, back deep to receive our Riley Winiger and Bubba Peterson, and on to kick. Like that's Marshall Smythe with his hand up in the air to get this game underway. A lot of noise. The band is sure expanding their numbers.
Well, that's the reason why we're adding on to the school to accommodate all of them.
Line drive kick, and that will be picked up by Peterson at the 15, 25, and gets met head up at about the 29-yard line. Slicing through there, looks like that was number 7, Ethan Miller, on the stop. And Huron Tigers will take over first and 10. And spotted right at the 29-yard line, or are we at the 30? Looks like we'll go at the 29, first and 10 for the Tigers. We'll go slot left, slot right. Looks like Peterson is the running back to start the game on the first and 10 from the 29. Shotgun for Colton McNeil. And McNeil will hand it off. Peterson off tackle, 30, 35, has some room, hits the sideline, 45. And finally tackle. Boy, that hole open there on the right side, and a very positive first play of the game for Huron. And a first down on one play up to the 47-yard line. That's a gain of 18 for Bubba Peterson. You go back 2 weeks, the longest rush we had against Yankton was 5 yards.
Well, he tell you what, he found an opening there, and he kicked the Jets in, and away he went.
First and 10 from the 47-yard line as Huron notches a first down on the first play from scrimmage. Again, slots left and right. And again, handoff up the middle. This time, T-Area was ready for it as Peterson is met up by Brenner Conrad. And there's going to be a loss on the play of a yard. It'll be second and 11 from the 46-yard line. Huron changes some personnel. Elwine is wide left. We have a slot right. Leyendecker out wide right. And Colby Hofer at a wing on second and 11 for Huron. McNeil wants to throw. Going to throw short in the flat to Hofer. Turns the corner. Oh, nice open field tackle. Still a positive gain for Hofer as he gets it up to the T-49-yard line. Tackle made by Dawson Imers for T up to the 49. We'll get 5 yards on it. It'll be third and about six, third and seven, we'll call it, for Huron from the 49-yard line. Third and six. Elwine is wide to the right. He's single covered up there. We're going to go there eventually. Here's the pitch right, and Peterson's going to be drugged down, goes to a knee, and he will be down for a loss all the way back to the 46-yard line. It'll be fourth down, and Huron's going to have to bring the punt unit in. So a couple of positive plays, but that one is going to wind up being a loss of 6 yards on the play. And Huron will have to punt the ball with just over 2 minutes gone here in the first quarter. No score, and Colby Hofer will put the toe to the ball, and T area has two guys back deep to receive. Not much of a rush. High kick with the wind behind it and going to be caught and planted right where he caught it. Cole McKinney caught it, and he got drilled by Leyendecker and Winiger, I believe. And T area will have the ball first and 10 inside the 20-yard line. So Huron gets one first down on that initial possession. 9.5 minutes to go, first quarter, and T area with the ball first and 10 at their own 17-yard line. Conrad will be in the shotgun here on the first and 10. They have a wing left, two receivers right. And Conrad will hand it off up the middle, tripped up at about the 20. Carry that time by the second down and 8 from the 19-yard line. I believe that was McKinney on the carry for T area. It'll be second down and 9. Ball at the 19-yard line. Now they go I formation, and Conrad under center. That's something you just don't see a lot in high school football anymore, under center. Conrad under center on second and 8, and straight through McKinney, and he'll get to the 25, then tackled there by Mason Juergens, finished off by Riley Winiger. That's going to set up a third and about 1 for T at the 26-yard line. So gain of 7 on the play, third and 1 from the 26 for T as they have their hands on the ball for the first time. 8.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. No score. And Conrad under center with split backs here on the third and 1. Huron trying to crowd the line, and there's a penalty marker. Huron pointing, says somebody flinched on the line. It looks like that is going to cost T area 5 yards, so third and 1 becomes third and 6 on the encroachment, or the procedure, I should say, on T area. So back the ball back up to the 21-yard line. It's third and 6. For the T area Titans from their own 21. We have 8:10 to go, first quarter. Conrad again under center, two receivers left. Man in motion, that's McKinney, stops at a wing. They're just going to hand it off tackle left side, and tripped up after a short gain. Mason Juergens able to get down low and tackle the ball carrier, and that was Sam Wirtle. For a short gain and a fourth down, and T area will bring the punt unit in as they have fourth and 3 from the 27-yard line. Winiger and Peterson back deep to receive as T area will have to punt into the wind. Be careful not to jump here. High snap, but not much rush by here on line drive kick. Into the wind, bounces at the 50, goes by both, and going to take a nice T roll to the 35-34-yard line, so three and out. The penalty hurts T area, and Huron will have the ball first and 10 with 7:16 to go in the first quarter, and no score here at Tiger Stadium. First and 10 from the 34 for Huron. We'll go pistol formation on first and 10. Looks like Landon Hulse now at the pistol back. We have Trips right on first and 10 from the 34. Straight ahead as Hulse tries to bounce it out. He's going to be tripped up, puts the head down, does get 2 yards out of it. Good second effort by Hulse to get 2 yards when it looked like he might be dropped for a loss. I think they'll put it right at the 35, so a gain of 1 for Landon. Second and 9, just past the 35-yard line for the Huron Tigers. Inside of 7 minutes to go, first quarter, no score. Huron has the ball for a second time. Again, slots right and left. Pistol formation on the second down and 9. McNeil with the snap, going to roll it right, pitch back to Halstein. He's going to be tripped up. That option has not fooled T area at all. In fact, it's led to a loss. Landon Hulse kind of flipped the ball at a T area player. You better watch that. Going to be third and long after a loss on the play there for the Huron Tigers. Call it third and 12, loss of 3 on the play. And Huron will come with 2 receivers left, 2 receivers right, and stay in that pistol formation on third and 12. Now Hulse shifts up, a little shift there by Porish on the left side, and a pass, and they're going to throw to that far sideline, overthrown by McNeil as he just tried to hit the out to Leyendecker. Incomplete, fourth down, and Huron will be 3-and-out, and we'll have to punt for a second time here in the first quarter. 5:52 to go in the first quarter, no score. And Hofer had a nice punt the last time he kicked. We'll see if he can... Well, if you get it up in the air, the wind's going to help you out on the punt. So fourth and long. High snap, one-handed grab, and no rush, thankfully, by T. Nice high kick again by Hofer. Will be fielded, and a fair catch called at the 34-yard line, and that's where T area will take over for a second time here in the first quarter. No score. With 5:44 to go in the first, T area has the ball for a second time. And they'll have it at their own 34-yard line. Conrad going to be in the shotgun with 2 receivers right, 1 left, a wing left on the first and 10 from the 34. Long count here by Conrad. He'll take the snap and just hand it off to the back. That's McKinney. Has a little power. He's got a big run. That's going to be close to a first down. Mason Juergens with the ankle tackle. That was actually the fullback, Carter Brown, on the carry for T area. And it looks like they're going to stop him just short of the first down. Gain of 9. Second and 1 for T area from just shy of the 34-yard line. I call it second and about half a yard. That was just a simple power, and Brown followed his blocker nicely through the hole. Wing left, I formation. On second and short, Conrad under center. And he's going to throw, rolls it to the right, looking deep, throws short. The pass complete to McKinney, and he'll be swung around, finally knocked out of bounds by Colby Hofer. Riley Winiger was the first one in there on the stop, but a complete pass and the first down of the game for T area as they'll spot the ball up to the 48-yard line. That's a gain of 14 to number 14 for T area. First and 10 at the 48-yard line. We're inside of 5 minutes, or 4:54 o'clock stop as he did go out of bounds. So 4:54 to go. Well, it's been a fairly quick first quarter here. I wanted to sub in, but too late on defense. First and 10 from the 48. Conrad under center again. They mix the formations a lot. And Conrad will hand off. Second man through, and broken tackle and running hard is Sam Wirtle. Boy, you should have had him for a stop of about 2 yards, and he broke through the tackle of Cooper Bischoff and just kept the legs churning, and he gets all the way down to the 30 or 38-yard line. That's a gain of 14 on the play, and another first down, and T area in business is they're just doing some power football and running right at Huron. It'll be first and 10 at the 38-yard line. Now we go back to the shotgun, a back on each side of Conrad on the first and 10. Two receivers left, one right. Conrad in the shotgun. And we'll hand it off. Wirtle again, he gets ankle tackled at about the 35 as Oakley Anderson. Nice form tackle there, half of the troll patrol for the Huron Tigers. Gain of 3, second and 7 from the 35-yard line. Inside of 4 minutes to go, first quarter. As I said, it's been a very quick pace first quarter. No score, but T area driving as they're down to the Huron 35-yard line. Conrad back in the shotgun, just one back there with him. That's Carter Brown, the fullback. They have a little bunch formation on the right side. There's motion, that's Wirtle. And Conrad is going to flip it out to McKinney, and he's going to turn that corner and getting chased. And he got outside the contain, but then ran out of real estate. But that should be enough for a first down as they'll spot him out of bounds at the 26-yard line. So that's a gain of 9. Do you think that was a pass or a backwards pass?
It's a backwards pass.
So that is a gain of 9 yards on the play. And another first down for T area. First and 10 at the 26-yard line of Huron.
They're doing a great job of mixing it up on us.
Now back under center, I formation, second man through, McKinney. He'll be rowed down by Colby Over, but not until he gets another chunk of yardage inside the 20, down to about the 19, gain of 7. And this is just pretty much, to pull out a cliche, smash-mouth football.
And they're, like I say, they're so good at making a different on you, different look here, different look there. And their running backs, they run hard. A lot of single and double legs here.
And they're showing a lot of formations, but they're still basically just running the ball.
Exactly.
But a lot of misdirection. They're pulling off guards, off tackles to go into the hole. Second and 3, shotgun for Conrad on the second down play. And Conrad will keep it himself, and he's going to be caught behind the line. He pulled it out, and he's going to be dropped right where he stood. Oakley Anderson in on the play, Rayshon Whiff as well. There were orange shirts all around there. Not sure if he was intending to pass. Bottom line is he never had a chance to show what he was going to do. He pulled it away from the back. It ends up being a loss back to the 22-yard line. And that's going to be a loss of a 4 and going to be 3rd and 6 for T area. At the 22-yard line. Shotgun, Conrad to pass. Does a pump left, throws over the middle screen, and that's going to be swallowed up by Charlie Martin. Martin read it, the middle screen to Brown, and Charlie from his defensive tackle position says, I'm just going to give you a bear hug, and they got basically maybe a yard on the play, and that was it. It's going to be 4th down and 5. From the 21-yard line, and T area going to go for it. From what I understand, they've struggled with their kicking game, so no surprise here. They're going for it on 4th and 5 from the 21-yard line. Conrad under center. Now he stands up, looks.
You need to be patient here.
Trying to see if they can pull Huron off. Now he will take the snap. Nobody there. He gets caught behind the line. Busted play by T area. Conrad thought he was going to have somebody to fake to. There was nobody there, and he got enveloped by a couple of Huron Tigers. I believe it was Rayshon Whiff in there again, but he had plenty of help, and Huron holds on downs and gets the ball back, 1st and 10 with a minute 14 to go in the first quarter and no score. Going to be a loss of about a yard there on the play for Conrad, but again, that was just flat out a busted play for T area.
Yeah, he goes over there, and there's nobody there, and you have no place to do anything.
1st and 10 Huron from their own 23-yard line. Huron with 1 first down here in the first quarter. Little shift there in the backfield as Looks like McNeil wanted somebody to go in motion, and McNeil to pass. Looks left, turns right, and throws short. Not sure if that just didn't look good from the beginning. No, McNeil was looking over like he was almost acting like he thought there was supposed to be somebody going in motion. Nobody ever did. In the pass, really didn't get close to either team. It'll be second and 10 from the 23-yard line. Clock stopped with 1:09 to go in the first quarter. No score. Slot left, slot right. Pistol formation. Hand off up the middle for Hulst. And, oh, it looked like he was going to break out. Then somebody just got him around the ankles. Ends up being a short gain. We'll set up a third and long for Huron. Third and 9 after a gain of 1. With the ball at the 24-yard line. Huron with the wind to their back. Wind maybe has let up a little, just judging from the flag. But it's still relevant. Third and 9 from the 24-yard line. Wing left, receivers left and right on third and long. Pistol formation. And play action. McNeil going to roll it out, and he just ends up throwing it away as there was pressure coming almost immediately up the middle by T area. I believe that was number 58. Well, they don't have a 58. I can't read the number from here. Going to be fourth down, though. Fourth and 9 from the 24, and Huron will punt for a third time here in the first quarter with 28 seconds to go here in the first. T area again with two guys back deep to receive the kick from Colby Hofer. T is coming after it this time, and it is blocked. Blocked, it goes backwards, and T-Area will cover it at the 20. They came after it, and it was blocked. T-Area with the punt block, and they're going to have great field position with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter, and they'll have it deep in Huron territory. You could see it.
Oh, they were
they were crowded, and they were coming.
Yep.
Well, they saw the last punt where the snap was off target, was high, so they thought, let's go after it. With him punting into the wind, it's going to be first and 10 from the 15-yard line for T. Conrad is under center on first down, has the double wing, hands off to the left wing coming right. That's McKinney, breaks a tackle, 5 touchdowns. Sloppy tackling by Huron, and Cole McKinney takes it in from 15 yards out for the touchdown, so relatively, the first turnover of the game immediately turns into a points for T area, 15-yard run after the block punt. And with 14 seconds to go, T area is up 6-0. They come out there to kick the extra point. They're going to run that swinging gate formation with everybody bunched up to the left. And they are going to run the fake, flip it over to the left and get the two-point conversion. Nobody really moves, so two-point conversion good. T8, Huron 0, 14 seconds to go, first quarter. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
ProClean Plus offers epoxy floor coating for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at ProClean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. Locally owned and operated, visit them at 201 Market Street East. Or check out their website at ProCleanPlus.net. ProClean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Well, T-Area aggressive on special teams, and it pays off. They block a punt, and then one play into the end zone touchdown. Two-point conversion good, and T-Area with an 8-0 lead on the Tigers with 14 seconds to go in the first quarter. So Huron will go back on offense. T-Area will be kicking into the wind with Peterson and Winnegar back deep to receive. And it'll be Marshall Smythe kicking off for the Titans. High end over end, Peterson will backtrack, grab it at the 8-yard line as the 15. The 20 breaks through the first wave, 30, 35, 40, has the sideline, one man to beat. Now Peterson will try to reverse, Phil breaks the tackle, and it will be a touchdown kickoff return. Bubba Peterson, Huron Tigers.
That's a way to answer back.
Oh, that time sloppy tackling on the part of T area. I do not see any flags and a touchdown kickoff return. Bubba Peterson and Huron within 2-8-6. And Anderson Porish will be on to kick the extra point. This will be his first attempt of the season. I'm going to say that was 96 or 94 yards, I believe. I'll have to go back and look later, but I believe that was 94, and that's what I'm going to go with. So this will be the last play of the first quarter. Low snap, and Porish gets it up. It is good. Into the first quarter, it's T area 8 here on 7. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute here on Community Campus Timeout. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Adams Quick Lube is your go-to place. Convenient, reliable oil changes. Fast, easy, no-pressure oil changes for your family's vehicle. No appointment needed. See them at 1159 Dakota Avenue North or give Adam a call at 352-9325. Adams Quick Lube also has tire repair, batteries, and filters. Locally owned and open at 8 a.m. every day except Sundays. Trust your family vehicle with Adams Quick Lube. 1159 Dakota Avenue North, Adams Quick Lube is a proud sponsor of Tiger Sports.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Well, there's the spark Huron needed after T area blocks the punt and scores. Huron answers with a 92 yard kickoff return. That's the official tally I get from the stat guy, but we'll take it. And a good job of Bubba Peterson. He kind of slowed down, had a blocker come in to get that final guy, and then went the final 30 yards for the touchdown.
Oh, great, great. The wedge set up perfectly. He got through there, and then he was patient. Let your guys work for you, and then when he kicked it in, he was gone.
So Huron feels a little momentum as they will kick off to T area to start the second quarter. 8-7, T area leading. Waiting for Huron's kick return team to come out. Let's see if we have any score updates in 11AA. Yankton, late first quarter, leads Douglas 14-0. It's the only score I have right now on your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Here he has one man back deep to receive. As the Tigers get set to kick off, I believe that's Porish, the kick for Huron. 8-7 as we start the second quarter. And T area will get the ball. Going to be a line drive kick. Kick short. Going to be picked up at about the 33-yard line by one of the upbacks. There was a big hit there on the sideline. A return by Cade Korleski. That Bubba Peterson on the stop, did I hear? First and 10 for T area, and they'll have it at about the 48-yard line. So both teams have a big play for T area. It was more the punt block than the touchdown. Then here on a kickoff return, first and 10, T area. They're at their own 40-yard line to start the second quarter. Now they have the wind to their backs. Little motion towards the tackle. Here's the handoff to Brown. Gets past the first wave, keeps the legs churning. He'll get about 3, maybe 4 yards on the play as Oakley Anderson was on the bottom of that pile. Or no, Colby Hofer was, and he's got to come off as his helmet came off. It'll be a gain of 4 on the play for Carter Brown. It'll be second down and 6 from the 44, right between the 43 and 44-yard line. We're just underway in the second quarter. 8-7, T area leading Huron. Slot left, slot right. Shotgun for Conrad on second down. Snap, and he'll keep it himself, going straight up the middle, goes right through, and he's got an alley up the middle, and he's off to the race. Juergens chasing him, and he won't get there. Touchdown on the design quarterback keeper, 56 yards. Touchdown, I see no flags, and now that's back-to-back big plays for both teams. And the quarterback, Conrad, 56 yards for the touchdown, and T-area with the answer. And they now go up 14-7 with the extra point coming. So two plays in the end zone for T-area. Their first touchdown was one play in the end zone. Swinging gate, now they will try to kick it this time. They ran the fake on their first extra point opportunity. And kicking the extra point is Griffin Wiebinga. Snap is there. Wiebinga's kick is up, and it is no good. 14-7 T-area, 10:57 to go, first half. Timeout, 30 seconds. You're on Community Campus. Timeout, 30 on Dakota Sports.
Insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Well, we've had a lot of scoring here in the last minute or so in football time. As T-area scored with 14 seconds left in the first quarter. Huron scored at the end of the first quarter, and then T-area scored 1 minute into the second quarter. And now kicking off to the Huron Tigers, Smythe will kick the ball off for the Titans. And I saw a corner, Sean Messamore, came hobbling off the field on that touchdown run, and he's being attended to by the training staff. Winiger and Peterson are back deep to receive the kick from Smythe. And as I said, Smythe will have the wind to his back, and the wind is still a factor here. The kick line drive, and it's going to be Peterson again at the 6-yard line, coming up the right hash, 20, 25, hits the sideline, finally tackled out of bounds. Special teams tackle by Hayden Belis for the Titans. It'll be first and 10 Huron at their own 28. Now can Huron answer? Huron's had one first down on offense, and that was on their first snap of the game offensively. And other than that, haven't been able to get a whole lot going. Thierry now is up 14-7. Huron, see if they can come up with the answer here early second quarter. 14-7, Thierry on your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Pistol for McNeil, now shifting up is Peterson to his left. McNeil to pass, looks short, the pass complete to Winiger, and he'll be knocked out of bounds after a gain of 6 or 7. Carter Brown on the stop for Thierry. Just a simple out, but hey, got some good yardage on it. About 9, it'll be 2nd and 1 from the 32-yard line for T-area, or for Huron, in T-area, against T-area. I think I've said T-area enough. 2nd and 1, and handoff straight ahead. No, McNeil going to keep it, and he's going to be dropped for a loss. They had it in the middle, but did not fool the defensive end for T-area. That is 51, Chase DeBoer on the stop, and going to be a loss of about 3 on the play, and now it's going to be 3rd and 4 back at the 34-yard line. We really haven't seen Colton run the ball a whole lot so far this year, but that was designed. He pulled it back, and so now a 3rd and 4 to work with here. As McNeil in the shotgun, we have a slot right, one receiver left. And McNeil going to throw it far sideline, going for Elwine, and the pass. It is incomplete, but penalty markers come from two officials. Elwine was double-teamed, and we have a penalty marker in the backfield as well. So there's 3 penalty markers down, 2 penalties. We'll see who's going to be on who here. Bubba Peterson saying they're both on T area, and T area is backing up defensively. So check the, for sure it's defensive pass interference on T. That is declined and must have roughing. Yep, roughing the passer is the call against T. So that'll give Huron their second first down, second penalty, 20 yards on T area, and we'll move the ball up for Huron, 15 yards. And close to midfield, first and 10 for the Huron Tigers, first and 10 at their own 49-yard line. 10:03 to go, first quarter, and Huron, their second first down. See if they can put something together, trailing 14-7. Shotgun for McNeil. Slots left, slots right. On the first and 10 from the 49. McNeil going to keep it again and again. He's going to be cut down right at the line of scrimmage. Faked to Hulse and then went off to the left, but nobody was going to be fooled by that. DeBoer was in on the play along with Belas. No gain on the play. It'll be second and 10. Huron changes some personnel now with Hofer and Winiger coming on the field at second and 10 at their own 49-yard line. 9:36 to go in the first half. T area 14, Huron 7. Huron has trips right on second and 10. And handoff up the middle, and again, not much there. Kind of hesitated going into the hole, and that just got plugged up by the middle of the defensive line. Hulst has nothing going on that one. On the tackle bottom of the pile is Sam Wardell for the T area Titans. It'll be third and 10 for Huron from their own 49-yard line. Again, change some personnel and go with receivers left and right. Twins left and right. Now Hulst will shift and in the stance right beside McNeil. McNeil to pass, and he gets hit as he throws it up in the air. Jump ball caught by Elwine, but short of the first down. I guess if you're going to have that happen, that's how you want it to happen. Go to the 6'8 guy. Elwine hauls it down, but he's still going to be about 4 yards short. It's going to be fourth down after the gain of six. Again, the rush was on there strong on T, and Huron right now showing they're going to go for it. On fourth and four at the T area, 45-yard line. 8:17 to go, first half, big play here for Huron. Pistol formation on fourth and four. McNeil will hand it up the middle, and first down. Huron Tigers. Running hard was Hulst up the middle, kind of went against the grain. And on fourth and four, we run it and get it and notch the first down with Hulst. First and 10, the ball at the 39-yard line after the 5-yard gain. And Huron has it first and 10 at the T area, 39-yard line. Huron struggling a little bit on who's supposed to be where in the formation here. Pistol formation for McNeil on first and 10 from the 39-yard line. Shift there by Hulst. And McNeil looking to pass. Will throw over the middle and nearly intercepted. And probably should have been caught by Marshall Smythe. Best case scenario for Huron was that wasn't caught.
Exactly.
Kind of went right between Porish and Winiger, second and 10 from the 39. Clock stop now with 7:31 to go in the first half. T area leading 14-7. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Slot right, one receiver left, shotgun for McNeil. Now Juergens splits out, and Huron's going to use a timeout. Didn't feel like everybody was in the right spot. Timeout here on first of the half. Either team, 7.5 minutes to go in the first half. 14-17 area will take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 seconds, home of $40 credits, but a 30-second timeout on Dakota Sports.
Proud to sponsor the Huron Tigers. The doctors and staff at the Huron Eye Clinic are committed to providing quality service and products to their patients in Huron and surrounding areas. The Huron Eye Clinic offers comprehensive eye exams, contact lens exams, infant C screenings, LASIK consultations, ocular disease services, and pediatric eye care. Stop in at the office at 1288 Dakota Avenue South to make an appointment, or call the Huron Eye Clinic today at 605-352-4181.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back at Tiger Stadium, let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Final in nine-man, Burke 64, Sunshine Bible 38. Game we have on KOKK, Sully Butesley's Hitchcock 2, Lair 8-6. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Here on a second and 10 from the T area, 39-yard line. Slots left and right, and run straight up the middle for Halston. Almost broke that one. He's going to get 4 or 5 yards, but a sure tackle by McKinney, or else Halst was going to have a lot more room to run. He does get 4 yards on the play, and a 3rd and 6 for Huron from the 35-yard line. And you would imagine this is going to be two-down territory if we don't make it on 3rd down here. Going into the wind on 3rd and 6 from the 35, and a false start, I think, going to go on Huron. Like somebody flinched over on the left side. So it's going to be first penalty on Huron, and a tough one that takes us to a 3rd and 11 now, back at the 40-yard line. But again, most likely two tries to get the 11 yards here. As the clock rolls, inside of 7 minutes to go in the first half. T area 14, Huron 7, 3rd and 11 from the 40. McNeil, high snap, and now it's on the ground, and Hulse fortunately got on top of it. It was high over the air, high up in the air, and McNeil able to get a hand on it, popped in the air, and Hulse did the wise thing. He just jumped up and got it like it was a rebound. Exactly. And came down with it. It's going to be a loss back to the 46, so Huron goes from 3rd and 6 to 4th and 17, and a punt formation for Colby Hofer and the Huron Tigers. Now we have a whistle and a timeout. Huron mustn't have enough guys out on the field, would be my guess, if you're calling a timeout on a punt. 6:12 to go, first half, T area 14, Huron 7. Huron facing a punt after this Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Visit Sun Gold Sports in downtown Huron at Center Plaza, or online at sungoldsports.com, or call Stephanie at Sun Gold Sports at 605-554-0248. Screen printing, embroidery, custom apparel, awards, banners, and sporting goods. Sun Gold Sports, 59 Dakota Avenue South, Center Plaza in Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
4th and 17 for Huron. Burn their second timeout, and they get set to a punt back to the T area Titans, hoping to pin T back. And of course, kicking into the wind is Colby Hofer here. And the ball ready for snap. Snap is there, a little bit of a rush. Hofer high and short. Fair catch and bobbled a bit, but going to be caught at about the 28-29. That's where T area will take over, 1st and 10. 6:06 to go in the first half. T area up 14-7. Huron did hold the possession there for 4 minutes and 51 seconds. But T area 1st and 10 from their own 28-yard line. We'll see if the defense can answer. Gave up consecutive touchdowns on run plays. I guess 2 out of 3 plays. Huron again doesn't have enough guys out on the field, as have a defensive tackle come in running late. 1st and 10, eye formation for T area. Play action, and going to throw a man wide open, far sideline, over through him. Wide open was Riley Swanda. We do have a flag right close to the line of scrimmage. It was a good play action because I bit on it.
Oh, boy, and it was there.
But sometimes the wind to your back isn't always an assistance either. It's like the penalty will be against T area, so.
Looks like a holding one.
Must be a hold because they're marking off 10 yards back to the 18-yard line. It's going to be first and 20. Third penalty for 30 yards on T area. They'll have it first and 10 now at their own 18-yard line. 6 minutes exactly to go in the first half. 14-7, T area leading our Huron Tigers. Go slot right, one receiver left. And the shotgun for Conrad, and we'll hand it off right side as McKinney breaks a tackle, finally brought down by Oakley Anderson, gets a good chunk of the penalty yardage back, about 8 or 9 on the play. Then he'll set up a second and long for Thierry, but hey, get 9 yards back. McKinney runs low to the ground, and he makes guys miss.
He's tough to get down. About it.
Second and 11 from the 27-yard line T area. Huron does some shifting on the defensive line. Trips bunch formation to the left. And a little RPO, and Conrad keeps it up the middle. Breaks a tackle, breaks another one. Hits that far sideline, gets a block. Finally tripped up past the 50. Again, sloppy tackling by Huron. Mason Juergens gets the tackle, and if not, that's probably in the end zone. The way it is, a big gain all the way up to the 50-yard line. That's a gain of 23 for Brenner Conrad. And a first and 10 for T area. Their fourth first down here of the first half. The ball is directly on the 50-yard line. First and 10, shotgun for Conrad as we near 5 minutes to go in the first half. Snap, and straight ahead is Conrad into the second level again. Finally brought down from behind after a gain close to 9. Cooper Bischoff on the stop for Huron. Gain of 8 or 9 on the play. It's going to be second and short up to the 42. Gain of 8 on the play for Brenner Conrad. But boy, we're just getting through that first line of defense quickly, or T area is, and then they got room to run. Second and 2 from the 42. T area, 4.5 to go first half, and T area leading 14-7, trying to get another drive together here. They go double wing. This is old-fashioned formation on second and 2. Conrad will hand it off to the fullback Brown. He's going to be hit in the backfield. No gain on the play. Knifing through was Oakley Anderson, and no gain on the play. Colby Hofer was in there as well. The Troll Patrol was represented there. And going to be a loss of maybe a half yard on the play. We're still going to call it third. Now a long two for Pierre from right between the 42 and 43-yard line. 3:50 to go in the first half. T area up 14-7. Empty backfield. Haven't seen this much from T area up. But this could mean Conrad's just going to run it anyway. And Conrad going to roll it out. He is looking to pass, throws short, and the ball knocked down by Bubba Peterson. Bubba right in the passing lane, knocked it down. It'll be, and the wide receiver was open there too. So fourth down, fourth and about 2.5 for T area. Obviously, they'll go for it here on this position of the field, right between the Huron 42 and 43-yard line. Clock stopped on the incomplete with 3:35 to go in the first half. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Shotgun for Conrad. Fourth and 2.5. He's going to keep it up the middle. Hit at the line. Oh, that's going to be close. Bischoff was in there. Charlie Martin was in there, and I think he's short.
They turned him sideways.
Yep. Needed 2.5. He got 2. And Huron will get the ball turned over on downs with 3:31 to go in the first half. Spirited effort here in the first half for Huron. T area remains with the lead at 14-7 with 3:31 to go in the first half. And Huron will have the ball first and 10 at their own 41-yard line.
Your defense gets you the ball back. Now the offense, is this your opportunity to go do something with it?
Pistol formation on the first and 10 play. And the handoff up the middle, and nothing there. Big surge up the middle. And that was Wirtle that came in there and dropped Hulst for a loss back at the 38-yard line. Loss of 3. It'll be second down and 12. I guess loss of 2, second and 12 back at the 38 yard line for Huron. Huron had that run on the first play of the game, 18 yards for Bubba Peters. Another net. Haven't been able to get a lot on the ground. Second and long for Huron, back at their own 38-yard line, inside of 3 minutes to go. Here comes the blitz, short run and incomplete. And McNeil hurried. He could see the full-out blitz coming, and he tried to get it quickly in the middle to Colby Hofer. Colby never turned around to look. And third and long for Huron from the 38-yard line. And the incomplete stops the clock with 2:51 to go in the third quarter, or in the first half. 2:51 to go, first half. Third and long for Huron. Two receivers left, two right. And now Holst is beside McNeil. Another high pass. There's pressure, and McNeil just going to have to get rid of it, and he'll throw it. It is intercepted, but well out of bounds was the defensive back. And that was Kuhnert that caught it. And realistically, we've seen that a little bit too much here in the first half. Those snaps have not been on target, and that has blown up a couple of plays before they had a chance to start. And Huron's going to be forced to punt, and didn't take a whole lot of time off the clock, just over a minute off the clock. And we'll see if T-Area comes after it again. They blocked one punt already.
They're cheating a lot of guys up in the box.
Snap is there. Not much of a rush, and into the wind. Nice punt by Hofer. Will bounce. Take a Huron roll a little bit to the 30, and will be downed right there by Bischoff. And T-Area will have the ball first and 10 at our own 30-yard line with 2:35 to go in the first half. 14-7 T-Area. They have their full complement, all three timeouts left, so the full playbook is open here if they can get something going. First and 10 T-Area from their own 30-yard line. Shotgun for Conrad on the first and 10, two receivers right. Conrad looking to pass all kinds of time. Throws over the middle, the pass complete to Wirtle, and he takes a shot from Bubba Peterson, but it is a first down. That time, no rush at all, as Conrad was able to stand back there forever. Gain of 15 yards on the play, and a first down for T-Area up to their own 45-yard line. Clock rolls as we're down to 2:20 to go in the first half. Again, T-Area has all three timeouts left. Conrad under center for first and 10. Handed off, second man through. Stumbled as he hit the hole. No gain on the play. And that was a new guy carrying the ball. Imers, his first carry. No gain on the play. And it'll be second and 10 for T-Area from their own 45-yard line. Right now, they're letting that clock run. So we're down to a minute 50 to go in the first half. Second and 10 from the 45-yard line. They'll go trips right, one receiver left, shotgun for Conrad on second down and 10. Conrad to pass, again all kinds of time, now runs out of the pocket, breaks one tackle, still looking, being chased, finally throws it short, complete to Wirtle, broken tackle, he's up the right sideline and will finally get brought down by Leyendecker, I believe, at the 33. Charlie Martin just about got his hands on Conrad, but Conrad, a good job of keeping the play alive, and they'll get the ball all the way up to the Huron 32-yard line. That'll be a first and 10 for T-Area. Ball placed at the 32-yard line. Here's the option. Conrad turns it up, gets into the second level, spins. He's at the 20, still keeping the feet chopping inside the 20. And that'll be another first down for T-Area as Conrad gets the ball to the 17. That's a gain of 15 and a timeout T-Area. First timeout for T. Minute 3 to go in the first half. T-Area trying to add a touchdown on, leading 14-7. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Brian J. Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut up hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck, duck, goose, because you do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.